Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Amit Kazar back on the show. Amit is the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, multifunding.com. He helps people get the financing that they need. He doesn't loan them the money. He helps them find people who can and helps them put those deals together. And he's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now about 7 years. Amit Kazar, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you back, Amit. Okay. So we all know about the banks who are out there, and if you're bankable, you can get a pretty good rate of interest. Then we have the online options that are increasing out there, and those are the ones where you can be a little less bankable and you can get your loan all the way up to being not bankable at all, and you can still get a loan. But the difference is in the amount of interest is charged and how they take the money from you. And Amit, I would like for you to talk to us about how to differentiate, how to make sure you know which one you're doing business with.
Sure. So, to me, the real issue is that every entrepreneur is
Amit, hold on a second. You're breaking up there. I don't know whether it's. You need to hold the phone a little different. I don't know, but your sound is breaking up. Try it again. Is he gone? Yeah, we're going to call him back, folks. The thing to remember is, and there's an article that Amit wrote. If you go to multifunding.com, you'll see an article that he wrote about this that will help you. The thing is that you've got people out there who are loaning money online, and they're almost like... they're almost like payday lenders. They're almost like loan sharks. You could pay up to 200% interest if you don't watch out, and you almost can never get out of debt with them. And that's one way to borrow money. But it was a time when that kind of money wasn't necessarily available for businesses, but it is now, right? Is Amit back yet? All right, we're still working on that. So there was a time when it wasn't available to business, but it is now. But there are other people out there, and you've heard me talk about them on the show before. And these are lenders. We had one on earlier this week, and these are lenders that will going to scrutinize your situation a little bit better, a little bit more, and you're going to have. And you're going to pay anywhere from 12 to 20% interest for that money. Now, I have been in my life, in my career, where I had to pay that kind of rate because I was not bankable. And I had to do it, and I did it, and I dealt with it. I didn't like it, but it was how I got the money. And I managed to turn that into more than whatever the interest cost me. And now, when you become bankable, then you can go to a bank, and you can borrow money at 4, 5, 6, 7% interest, depending on what you're doing, and depending on your situation and the bank you're dealing with, whether it be a community bank or a large bank or maybe even a credit union. Credit unions are making loans out there to small businesses these days as well. So the main thing is before you do business online with a bank, with an online lending institution, I should say, make sure that you know one of the quickest ways to find out if they're going to gouge you and maybe cause you to have to live with them the rest of your life is the interest rate. And make sure that you know what the interest rate's going to be. It could be I mean, it could be up to 200%, right? Some of these guys.
It could be, Jim. And here's where people get really confused.
So 30 seconds.
A lot of the lenders try to confuse you with different types of pricing schemes. So you think what you think the interest rate is actually is the interest rate is actually four times what you think it is.
Mm-hmm. But well, they tell you that. Can you make them tell you that?
Oh, you can push them to tell you that. A lot of the times they're going to tell you it's not applicable or
it's not
relevant because
if they go through your organization, can you help them weed out those guys?
We do, sir. So.
Multifunding.com, right?
That's correct. But
that's one way to keep it simple. I mean, I got to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about taxes. Are you paying your taxes? What kind of a bind could that put you in? Not just with the IRS, but with your bank. And that's right after these messages. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.